The Bible also uses another image of leadership, a much more familiar one, and that is the idea of a shepherd. The shepherd of the sheep, the leader of the sheep. Again, I think there are three factors the Bible is using here in terms of helping us to understand what leadership is. The three are guards, guides, and provides. So a shepherd is the one who guards the sheep, the vulnerable, the relatively helpless sheep. The shepherd is the one who protects the sheep from wolves and from danger, from harm, from fire, from whatever it is. The shepherd is the one responsible to keep the sheep safe. So the shepherd guards. Secondly, the shepherd guides. The sheep who just kind of wander aimlessly and just will go wherever they please. The shepherd is the one who gathers them, keeps them together and says, this is where we need to go. So guards, guides, and the shepherd provides. So the shepherd, the leader, is the one who feeds the sheep and provides the sheep for the sheep, provides pasture, provides water, provides rest. What do the sheep need? The shepherd is the one who provides that. So a good shepherd, though, is going to be one, a good leader in a biblical sense, is going to be one who doesn't want the sheep to stay helpless and aimless. A good shepherd is not going to just kind of want to keep the sheep useless, but help the sheep to be equipped themselves to guard, guide and provide not only for themselves but for others. And that's what we see when God, who is our great leader and king, the Lord Jesus, who is our great shepherd, provides for us leaders to be a blessing to us. And the job that God gives his leaders in the church, we see in places like Ephesians 4, is to equip the church for the work of ministry. So Ephesians 4 verse 12 says, God gives leadership in the church for equipping the saints for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ until all reach unity in the faith and the knowledge of God's Son, growing into maturity with a stature measured by Christ's fullness. God gives leaders to equip his people, his holy ones, the saints. You guys are the saints in the Bible. And God gives his leaders to equip Christians to do the work of ministry. The work of ministry is done by Christians, by all of us who are filled with the knowledge of God's Son, who are united in faith, and we grow into a maturity that is measured by the fullness of the stature of Jesus. That's what we're heading towards. As we grow together, as each one does our work, we grow together in the image and likeness of Christ as individuals and as a church. And what this means is to be part of our church. The essential aspect of our church, what's more important than the time we meet or the style of how we meet or the vibe that we have going on, what's way more important is this gospel DNA flowing through our veins, that we all work together, we all serve together, we all share the word of God together, because that is what God has gathered us for. And so as we think about the changes, it can be intimidating, it can be a little overwhelming to think what's going to happen. But in a sense, the Bible, the gospel calls us to gather together and make it work. Because we are the church, we are the saints who God has called to do the work of ministry. And so we think we'll be able to do this better together. Especially with staff taking on new roles, with this idea of team pastoring, with new opportunities to share resources and skills together, being more united together in purpose, with more diversity in how we can serve together, we think we'll be stronger in pursuing this gospel principle of leadership, equipping the saints for service. We think we'll do that better together. So just very briefly, we flagged it a few times, so I want you to kind of take out this Serving Together booklet. And basically, we've tried to pull together all the opportunities that there are to serve together at Northmead Anglican Churches. A little later in this session, JJ's going to get us to kind of do the details of actually filling it in. But I just want to flag a few things to it. There is a few things you'll notice. There's a lot of opportunities in here. And that's deliberate. We wanted to say, actually, there's so much going on that's already happening, that you guys are already serving in and being part of. There are some new things that we're trying to think of as well. There's heaps of opportunities. hopefully you notice as you open up inside that we've organized them according to our M purposes. So on the inside, you'll see up the top, it's mission, seeing people become Christians, overseen by JJ. Then on the right-hand side there, you see membership, seeing people belong to the community of Christ. That's Mark Groombridge and Sharon are looking after that one. And then over the page, again, you'll see maturity and ministry. Josh Russell was taking care of that, people growing in godliness and seeing every part of the body working and serving in the unity of the Holy Spirit. And that goes over that page. And then over you see magnification, which is creating gatherings that inspire people to live for the glory of God. And myself and Jackie are working on that one, and you'll see kids on the other side. So rather than go through all the details, I just wanted to note that we're trying to see that all of the different ways we serve and do things, all our ministries here at church, have a purpose. As part of growing people passionate for Christ, we see evangelism as really important. And so we've pulled together a whole bunch of things that fit under evangelism, and we've categorized those in action teams. So under mission, there's personal evangelism, and there's a team of people thinking about that. Local evangelism, team of people thinking about that. Global evangelism, etc., etc. So you'll see, we talked a little bit about kind of how that structure works, and we're trying to get the way that we serve together to reflect that whole, we're diverse, bunch of different people, different skills, different teams, and yet we're all pulling together. And so each of these areas, these M purposes, will have a congregational leader looking after them. So each congregation will have a lay person thinking hard about mission and membership and maturity and thinking hard about magnification. And then the staff members as well, overseeing those in particular. So what I'm really excited about is the idea that the staff have their own, have a particular ministry or congregation that they're responsible for, 9, 10:45 or 6 or youth or kids, at the same time as sharing these M purposes across the whole parish. And so we're looking forward to that being a way that even in our own congregations we have a focus, and yet we're all in this together. So as I said, a little bit later, we're going to get you to look through these things and find areas that you can commit to, and we're looking forward to, from December 3, our serving together being much more kind of coordinated and focused, but always trusting in the power and glory of God. So thanks, everyone.
Let's stand and sing together again.